from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's go to the phone lines. Better yet, let's go to Kauffman Stadium and be joined by Josh Vernier. Vern, more than any guest that we have, just thinks that he can just come on the show willy-nilly whenever he wants. Oh, you know, you're off on Friday, so I got to come on today. That ain't how this worked, Vern.
I didn't ask to come on. Rob reached out to me, so... We can end it right now if you want.
Why you got to say it like that, man? You got to at least, you got to make it seem like you want to be on the show.
I mean, I like talking to you, but what an intro that was. Hey, man, you want, you know, what do you want from me?
Right now we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier. All right, Vern, we got to get back on the same page. You know what? The same page is usually at this time of the year. I just say, hey, Vern, you know, I'll let you decide. What's the most interesting thing with the Kansas City Royals right now?
That they're good, right? That they just took 3 of 4 from a team that they're chasing in the division. Yeah, they're a good team for the first time in 7 years. That's what's the most interesting thing about them right now.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I give the Royals a lot of credit for this, and this would like be my answer to what's interesting about the Royals. You know, you have been here long enough that you have seen the Royals kind of take a punch, and they just completely fell out on the mat, and then that punch ended their season. That there was a chance that this team really could have spiraled. You were just 5 games over .500. You were coming back home for a very important 10-game series at home. You won the first one. It wasn't pretty, but you beat the Miami Marlins. You had an important series against the Guardians that you had to win if you wanted to realistically stay in the conversation of the division, and you really outplayed the Guardians from start to finish. I give the Royals a lot of credit for. They didn't have the best June. It wasn't perfect, but they never got too down on themselves, and they continued to fight the whole month.
Best month of June they've had since 2017, which goes to show you just how bad they've been and just how even their worst month of the season really isn't all that bad. Not only did they outplay Cleveland in this series, they've outplayed Cleveland throughout this season. When you look at the 6 matchups, Royals have taken 4 of the 6, the 2 losses. One of them comes courtesy of a momentum-shifting 2-run foul ball that is mistakenly upheld as a 2-run foul ball. And then you go back to the loss in Cleveland. Royals jump out to a 5-0 lead. And a guy that I believe right now deserves to start the All-Star game, Seth Lugo, was unable to make sure that 5-0 lead held up as he gave all 5 runs back. And then another guy that you talked to earlier that's going to be in Arlington in a few weeks for the All-Star game, Bobby Witt Jr., makes the back-breaking error at shortstop. A little indecision from a guy that is normally always moving a little bit slower than everybody else. The game moves a little bit slower for Bobby. It sped up for him in that moment in Cleveland. So I look at the 6 games and say the Royals are obviously the better team when it comes to starting pitching, the better team defensively. I think they're the better team on the base paths, and even that vaunted Cleveland bullpen, which we've heard so much about and, you know, is as good as advertised. Well, the Royals bullpen has outperformed them in those 6 meetings. So I heard you earlier say when you're checking out the standings, you go right to the wild card. Man, we have way too much baseball yet to be played, including 7 games in a 10-day span against that Cleveland ball club. I think this division's still very much up for grabs.
No, and that certainly makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm kind of looking at it more to me. I want them to kind of get within the five games. Like, I look at a team like Tampa Bay, kind of just what we were talking about with the wild card picture. Like, hey, I know it doesn't maybe have the appeal and cachet of the series that they have this weekend against the Guardians for obvious reasons, but I mean, they only have a four-game lead on Tampa Bay. If Tampa Bay wins this series or sweeps this series, hey, they really put themselves right firmly in this wild card picture. It's going to be so nip and tuck. Boston's a game and a half back. Houston, they have won 9 of their last 10. Houston is playing as hot as anybody. Tampa Bay's right there. I completely understand what you're saying about the divisional race, but that wild card race is very, very competitive at the top of the AL.
Yeah, and you look at those teams, and shoot, just talking about this Tampa ball club, they've won four straight series, and honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they were favored to win tomorrow night. I wouldn't be surprised if they were the betting favorite in the finale as well, coming up on Thursday. So, no doubt you need to respect that team. They're littered with talent, talent that has underperformed early on. But as we now sit 4 weeks away from the trade deadline, that wild card race is going to, I think, be, you know, swayed in a dramatic way by an addition that Houston makes, as I think they'll be adding down the stretch. And, you know, Boston, I wouldn't be surprised to see them as they finally have a chance to, you know, do right by their fans for the first time in quite a while. The Royals, do I think they'll be as aggressive as, you know, the big boys in the American League? No, I do not. But again, with this rotation, defense, and team speed, I really don't know how aggressive the Royals need to be. I certainly don't expect them to get in any bidding wars anytime soon.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today, who is very happy to be here. We are very happy to have him. speaking of the home run derby, you were talking about Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, yeah. It seems like a no-brainer to me now that you have Gunnar Henderson. You have to have Gunnar Henderson against Bobby Witt Jr. in the home run derby, right?
100%. And I was listening earlier when you brought that up. Yeah, too much like Wright. His hometown, right? You know, he's unlikely to be in the starting lineup, but he's still one of the five fresh faces that Major League Baseball needs to push at this upcoming weekend. Yeah, no brainer. He should be in the home run derby. And like he told you, he'd be more than happy to take part in front of his friends and family in Arlington.
I give baseball a lot of credit for that. And Rob and I were talking about that earlier. Like, you know, you and I watched the dunk contest. They cannot convince the stars of basketball to sign up for the dunk contest. Every person that you and I have ever wanted to see do the home run derby has all agreed to do it. You know, we got a chance to see Bonds do it and Griffey do it and McGuire and Sosa. Now the stars of today, baseball has always done a really good job of getting the most important players to do the home run derby.
Yeah. Otani, Judge has done it. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. puts on a show seemingly every single season. Pete Alonso coming from the big market. Giancarlo Stanton. I remember Stanton in 2016 wasn't even an all-star, but he hopped on a private jet, flew to San Diego, won the home run derby because that was the guy that everyone wanted to see hit those colossal shots. So, yeah, I don't think that's ever been more on display than back in 16 when Stanton just came for the derby.
I don't know. I guess I'm trying to remember when you first got here, Vern, so my years might be a little bit 12. Off. Have you ever been to the derby before?
Yeah. The derby here in Kansas City was, I think, the second one I went to. Detroit had an all-star game. I went there. San Diego, when the Royals sent, like, their entire team, I went to that all-star game as well. I may have gone to the one in 15. No, I don't think so. I think it was, yeah, I've been to 3 or 4. I believe.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't remember when you got here, so I wasn't sure. I mean, I think back to that home run derby, and obviously we got some time to talk about this. I mean, the whole moment with Robinson Cano was, I mean, up until the Royals got really good, that was my favorite time at Kauffman Stadium. And, I mean, that ball that Mark Trumbo hit when he hit it on top of the home run or the Hall of Fame, I've never seen a player hit a ball that far before in my life.
Yeah, I wonder, C-Dot, if I would come to you at that home run derby and, you know, giving you a sneak peek of what this city would look like in 12 years, you know, what that was, you know, that all-star game was really the front porch to the city as far as introducing the sports world, reintroducing the sports world to Kansas City, to think of where this place is compared to, You know, we thought that was the one close-up. I mean, I know I was new to the town, but you could feel this is our opportunity to feel like a big-time city, and it's just consistently happened ever since.
Yeah, I mean, I think now going back to it, I mean, it was a really good example how special Kansas City was going to be and how they were going to showcase themselves in major events. Now, I didn't know that they were going to have so many major events over the next 15 years or so, whether it was Game 7 of the World Series, the NFL Draft, AFC Championship games. We've hosted a lot of major sporting events over the last 15 years. I mean, that was the first one I can really remember in my lifetime that you knew it was important and you weren't sure when you were going to get another chance. It was just a really fun time.
Yeah, it was a nice spotlight on the city. Now, it was still a city at that time that was always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Right, 2012, I believe that was the Our Time team. And we all remember how that season started, right? It was over before the month of April. I mean, you could say it was over on opening day, but it was over before the month of April concluded. I would say Kansas City was still about 2.5 years away from starting to feel like good things can happen to us on a playing field at a professional level.
Let's get back to talking about present day. Right now, we're talking to our guy, Josh Vernier. Vern, we talked about this yesterday. I'm looking at the odds, and it's surprising to me that Seth Lugo is such a long shot to win the American League Cy Young. He's 19-1. We went through Zach Greinke's year in 2009 when he won the award for the Royals, and Seth Lugo has gotten off to a better start than Zach Greinke did that year. He has been phenomenal. You mentioned it. He has a chance to start for the All-Star game, and I think he's a really serious American League contender.
Yeah, without question. You look at the names that are above him right now, just looking at FanDuel, Tarek Skubal of Detroit, Corbin Burnes of the Orioles, Garrett Crochet of the White Sox, get real, and Logan Gilbert of the Mariners, Tanner Houck of the Boston Red Sox. To me, Tarek Skubal is the Zach Greinke of this year. He's going to be on a bad team, but he's just so undeniably special that the writers want to give it to him. They want to anoint him as the next great, and then when he disappoints next season, they can tear him down. So to me, Tarek Skubal is the front. I mean, obviously, he's the front runner, but he's the guy that the writers have wanted to give it to since, I think, the season started. Corbin Burnes and the story of the Baltimore Orioles, that's that battle that they're going to have with New York, you have to imagine he's going to find himself in some big spots and some big environments in September. Seth Lugo more than likely will as well. To me, if Burnes or Lugo are going to take it from Tarek Skubal, it's going to come down to who has the better September, who helps push their team to that American League East title or wild card spot or American League Central title in Lugo's case.
I don't think that J.J. Piccolo is getting enough credit here locally about his ability to build a rotation. I mean, you know the Royals struggles with developing starting pitching and finding starting pitching. I mean, for him to basically create one in a calendar year, you make the trade for Reagans, you go out and you get Seth Lugo, you get Michael Wacha, you pair them with some of the pieces that you already have. I mean, this was a major weakness for the Royals in 2023, which has now become arguably their greatest strength in 2024.
Not only J.J. Piccolo, but also the pitching department that he and John Sherman, of course, were responsible to in putting together. From, you know, you want to start with Paul Gibson, if you want to go right to the big league club with Brian Sweeney and Zach Bove. Reagans was unleashed in Kansas City because of the obviously he has talent. He's a former first-round pick, but, you know, you throw in a slider, you start throwing the cutter a little bit more. The changeup and fastball have always been elite, but the velocity picks up when he comes here and starts working with this pitching department. Even Michael Wacha at the age of, 33, he's implemented a slider this season. I talked with Sam Long, who's been one of the bright spots out of the bullpen, and he had other options, but the pitch that this organization gave him of how we'll make you better, what we like about your arsenal, what we would change, what we think you should throw a little bit more, how we would change your grip on this pitch. I mean, they're just so much more advanced from where they were, 12 years ago when we were talking about the All-Star game coming to Kansas City. It's a much more modern organization top to bottom, but especially when it comes to the pitching department.
Hey, Vern, if you can, tell us a little bit about Tampa Bay. They're playing 500 baseball right now, but they've been one of the better organizations over the last 5 to 7 years or so. You know, they've made deep runs in the postseason. What kind of team is this Tampa Bay squad?
It's a team that I would love to pick apart. As far as if I'm J.J. Piccolo, there are a few pieces in that bullpen, including a local product in Jason Adam, that are under team control for multiple years. That's the type of acquisition I want this team to make. If you're going to make a move at the deadline, get someone that's going to help you, not just for this year's postseason run, but also for 2025 and beyond. They have a guy, a second baseman slash outfielder in Brandon Lau that I think would be a great fit. Randy Arozarena is an outfielder that all the big clubs are going to be after if and when Tampa decides to wave the white flag. But as you mentioned, they've all of a sudden started playing the best baseball that they have of the season. And with 4 weeks to go in the trade deadline, they, much like the defending champion Texas Rangers, like the Toronto Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers, these teams are all at a crossroad here the next 2 weeks. They need to decide, are we going to stand pat or are we going to sell and try to get, because Tampa could come back next season just as strong, even if they part with a piece or two. But like I mentioned earlier, the arms that you're going to see tomorrow in Ryan Pepiot and then in the finale on Thursday night with Zach Eflin. Pepiot's a punch-out machine, and Eflin is a cagey vet that are likely to keep their teams in the game. So, like we've seen so often this season, it's likely to be a one-run game in the 6th, 7th, 8th innings. Who's going to blink first? My money's on Tampa's defense or base running making that mistake before the Royals do.
Vern, where would you rank 4th of July in your favorite holidays?
Ooh, man, when I was young, I would say it would be number 2 behind Christmas, just because my dad has 10 brothers and sisters, so I had a ton of cousins, and we would always play a big softball game or volleyball game, get out there and show off my athletic prowess. So I always liked July 4th. I'll say number, even though I'm not a big firework guy, I was always chicken, to be quite honest with you, when it comes to fireworks. I'll put it number 2 as a kid behind Christmas, and now it's, I don't even know if it ranks, because it's just another day at the ballpark, which I love being at the ballpark, but it's, you know, not necessarily a day I'm celebrating.
That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today, and I learned a very important lesson today. Don't ever lie on Josh Vern. Thanks, Vern.
Come on, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it. That's my guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.